PRI, Public Radio International.
Beijing-born pianist Yuja Wang is an incredible artist in an unbelievably small package. The diminutive powerhouse plays seemingly without effort, with astonishing clarity and speed, and with unfailing devotion to the composer. To close the Pittsburgh Symphony season, Yuja Wang makes her third appearance at Heinz Hall to play Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, which opens with thundering chords over one of Tchaikovsky's most indelible melodies and closes with a fine Cossack dance. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Yuja Wang joins the Pittsburgh Symphony and music director Manfred Honeck in the Tchaikovsky Concerto, followed by another Russian masterpiece, the Symphony No. 5 by Dmitri Shostakovich. On the surface, the Shostakovich Fifth reads like an affirmation of Soviet ideals, but between the lines, it was a testament to the suffering of the Soviet people. This Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the members of WQED-FM. When Tchaikovsky completed his first piano concerto, he wanted the very best pianist in Moscow for the premiere. So he met with the brilliant conductor and pianist Nikolai Rubinstein and played from his manuscript. Rubinstein and Tchaikovsky were friends. Rubinstein conducted the premieres of Tchaikovsky's early symphonies and the ballet Romeo and Juliet, but Rubinstein sat stone-faced after hearing the concerto's first movement. After the final movement, Rubinstein condemned the new score as repellent, worthless, unplayable, fragmented, trite, clumsy, and vulgar. And besides that, he didn't like it. He suggested a thorough rewrite. Tchaikovsky, however, wouldn't change a note, so he sent the score to Hans von Bülow, who conducted the premieres of Wagner's Die Meistersinger and Tristan und Isolde. Von Bülow, who studied piano with Franz Liszt, agreed to take on Tchaikovsky's new concerto. In the end, the composer did make one change, the dedication. Rubinstein was out, von Bülow was in. Right after the premiere in Boston, von Bülow cabled home to report on the concerto's smashing success. Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 begins with a false introduction. Dramatic horn calls establish the key of D-flat major, but just a few bars into the music, the key shifts to B-flat minor. The piano enters in widely spaced fortissimo chords over a soaring string melody. The introductory motif never returns, but Tchaikovsky writes with such brilliant orchestral flair that there's no feeling of letdown after the piano's dramatic entrance.
The most endearing thing of the piece is the most famous melody comes in the beginning, and people go to Hollywood Bowl for that melody, but only comes once. It never comes back. I like the third movement. It's completely Russian, you know. It's drinking and dancing and all this stuff. It's very fun and such luscious, amazing melodies. But never that melody come back, so.
What was he thinking? Why did he rob us?
He probably forgot about it already.
Just keep having
inspirations coming, so.
Yuja Wang is about to play the Tchaikovsky Concerto here at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. We'll hear a flute solo introducing the slow and simple opening theme of the middle movement, which contains a beguiling waltz. The final movement uses three different themes said to come from folk sources, possibly Ukrainian. Now, here are pianist Yuja Wang and Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck on stage at Heinz Hall to begin the season finale program with Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 in B-flat minor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
As part of the Pittsburgh Symphony's season finale, pianist Yu-Jia Wang has played Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 at Heinz Hall, with Pittsburgh Symphony music director Manfred Honeck conducting. The well-known theme that introduces the first movement is said to be based on a melody Tchaikovsky heard at a market near Kiev, played by blind beggar musicians. After Yu-Jia Wang's last appearance with the Pittsburgh Symphony in Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, Post-Gazette music critic Andrew Druckenbrode wrote, "When necessary, Ms. Wang provided thunder. Her high-speed octaves were something to marvel at. But it was her willingness to place her virtuosity in the service of the work that was inspiring, clearly for the PSO as well, which was on its toes throughout." Regarding her 2009 Pittsburgh debut, Mark Canny of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review wrote, "Yu-Jia Wang triumphed over the technical challenges posed by Prokofiev's notoriously difficult Piano Concerto No. 2. She's 22 and a small person, but was unfazed by torrents of notes and wide leaps across the keyboard, and really had the keys popping in the finale. Her poise was striking in the long cadenzas in the middle of the first movement. She's a pianist to look forward to hearing again." Yu-Jia Wang loves to play encores, and she's going to play one right now. Yu Jiawang played an encore at Heinz Hall. After she played the Tchaikovsky Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck, she offered Rossini's Largo al Factotum from his opera The Barber of Seville in the transcription by Grigory Ginsburg. In 1927, Ginsburg gained fourth prize in the Warsaw International Chopin Competition. He was recognized as one of the finest musicians in the Soviet Union and toured Europe several times. Ginsburg became a professor at Moscow Conservatory in 1929. One of Russia's most important teachers, he's made more than 50 recordings for the Melodia label. Yu Jiawang played five encores at her recital last season at Carnegie Hall in New York.
I love doing encores at the end. I feel like it's like a gift for myself and for the audience. It's like, okay, now my program is done. I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
We now know there will be at least two encores at Heinz Hall. Here's Yu Jiawang for a second. The Carmen Fantasy, music from Georges Bizet's opera, arranged by Vladimir Horowitz, with additional treatment by Yu Jiawang. Our Stephen Baum is backstage to catch Yu Jiawang.
I don't know how you say wow in Mandarin, but that was phenomenal.
It's almost like my last name, I guess.
Well, tell us, whose Carmen Fantasy was that?
That's by Horowitz. I sort of shortened it a little bit. Yeah.
Well, just amazing performance. I'm always... I don't know how you get such speed. I know your mother was a dancer, was it? And your father a percussionist? That seems like the ideal recipe for a pianist.
Maybe it's a good mix. Yeah, but the speed, I don't know. I think I'm just nervous on stage.
Yu Jiawang backstage after playing an encore at Heinz Hall, talking with our Stephen Baum. In her 2013 season, Yujia Wang returned to the Israel Philharmonic to work with Zubin Mehta, followed by a tour of the U.S. that included performances at Carnegie and Disney halls. She made a three-week tour of Asia with the San Francisco Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas, traveling to Macau, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan. Yujia rejoined the principal players from the Berlin Philharmonic for a series of all Brahms concerts in Paris. She was presented by the Berlin Philharmonic in recital at the Philharmonie. Yujia Wang offered three encores during her weekend in Pittsburgh. Sunday afternoon at the 2:30 matinee, it was the Toccata by Prokofiev. Yujia Wang played the Toccata in D minor, Opus 11 by Sergei Prokofiev. It was her encore after Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. The Toccata by Prokofiev was written in 1912. He played it first on December 10, 1916 in Petrograd. Prokofiev's Toccata started off with a persistent repetition of the note D, interchanged between the right hand, which plays the single note, and the left hand, which plays the same note, but with a lower octave as well. There are chromatic leaps in the left hand while the right hand plays the repeated figuration. The two hands switch positions. It's quite a show with Yu Jiao Wang at Heinz Hall. There is a bit more of the show which radio listeners miss out on, The Dress, which has been an intoxicating magnet for listeners and critics at Yu Jiao Wang's concerts. Sometimes controversial, always stylish and short.
Yeah, I always feel like clothes. It's just like how you play music. You have to have a personal connection with every article you wear. And I do choose a color with, that's with the piece I'm playing, but every day is a different mood. So, you know, I'm just dressing the way I like to dress instead of being told how I should be dressed. And I don't think there's anything wrong because I'm playing the way I want to play and I can dress the way I want to dress.
Yu Jiao Wang, turning heads at Heinz Hall. You come as you are for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. You can wear your Manolo Blahnik, Louis Vuitton, or sandals you kick around in for the weekend. Still to come on this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert, Manfred Honeck conducts the powerful Symphony No. 5 by Dmitri Shostakovich. Jim Cunningham, available as your travel companion 24 hours a day with the technology of the Internet. Each Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast is available on demand at WQEDFM.org. Look for Listen Now, and you can hear the Pittsburgh Symphony Concert Channel, which does the choosing of the broadcasts for you around the clock. Find Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcasts at WQEDFM.org. Look for Listen Now and select the Pittsburgh Concert Channel. While you're listening, I hope you'll send a note. I will send you the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light and the Radio Guide. Get them free. There's a photograph of the Pittsburgh Symphony standing at their home, Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts, with music director Manfred Honeck. You'll find a bit of Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's bio, photographs of some of the musicians who were our soloists this season. All you have to do is write Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.